AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
At the end of the night, be listening when we name our McDonald's Player of the Game, brought to you by McDonald's of Branch County. Three Rivers ball to start the second half. They lead 30-23, the Wildcats do, over the Coldwater Cardinals. Three Rivers working from left to right, Coldwater from right to left as we have switched sides. Ball deflected, stolen by Kenzie Galloway, immediately tied up by her defender, Alexis Herbert. Jump ball, Coldwater will get it out of bounds.
And there's Herbert right with Kenzie Galloway again.
See how the Wildcats set up defensively. Kendall Galloway, ball slapped on the bounce pass to Smoker, now comes back to Kendall. Moving to the top of the key again, Kenzie Galloway being hawked by Alexis Herbert. Kendall's take from the left elbow is good. Kendall Galloway with 7 points, and the Cardinals draw to within 5, 30-25. Here come the Wildcats once again.
Cardinals right back into that 2-3 zone. They're just packing it in.
Here's Herbert on the right wing. Get it to Reeves, coming off the screen to the right corner. Now back to Herbert on the wing as Kenzie came out on defense. Pass went through Corey Sanders' hands and out of bounds back to Coldwater.
One adjustment I see that Coach Smoker made is he brought Carly to the top of the key right in front of the free throw line. She's going to set some screens out there for Kendall.
It's Kendall Galloway in the back left corner of the front court to score far between the circles. Now moving to her right. Dribble drive, kick the ball to Smoker on the right corner. Cross court. Pass deflected, stolen by Sanders. Ahead to Krishana Carter. Long two is good from the left wing.
Boy, she's another good-looking freshman. Wow.
And again, the Three Rivers student section reminding us of that. Runner by Kenzie Galloway from the left elbow short. Somehow she got the ball back. Tips it, though, to Carter for Three Rivers. Here she comes. Stops just past the timeline. Got away with a travel, I thought. Gets the ball to the left corner. Long two is good for Corey Sanders, her first of the game. Three Rivers starting to pull away. They've outscored Coldwater so far 4-2, and they lead by 9, 34-25. They get a steal. Krishana Carter got the steal. Poke away from behind by Scorefar. Coldwater will get it back. In comes Alicia Schmittendorf. To the bench will come Alexis Herbert. We'll see.
Schmittendorf, she'll guard Kenzie Galloway.
30-second timeout taken by Coldwater. 6:04 left to play in the third, 34-25, Three Rivers. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24-7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Back here at Sturgis High School, Three Rivers ball coming out of the Coldwater timeout. Inbound deflected, picked up by Carter. Reeves cross court to Schmittendorf on the left corner. Now back to Reeves off the screen. Long two. Off the back of the hoop. One and done. Nope. Except Scorefar does steal it away from the diving Three Rivers player. That Three Rivers player guilty of the first foul of the half. It'll be Corey Sanders with her first. Again, team first of the second half. Coldwater facing token pressure from Schmittendorf. Kenzie Galloway gets it across the timeline to the left wing. Kendall for three. It's short. Ball tipped again, and it comes back to Kendall Galloway at the center court circle. Smoker trying to set a screen to break Kendall free. Now Kendall reset to the left wing, get it back to Smoker, kick it out to Scorefar on the right wing. Now dribble drive, kick the ball to Shirey. Now Kendall to Smoker at the free throw line, back to Kenzie on the right wing. Throws the ball to Kendall on the left corner, hops up, shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Masneri. Lindsay Masneri finds her point guard, Krishana Carter, who I don't think has taken a break yet tonight for Three Rivers. The Wildcats lead by 9, 34-25. 5:05 left to play in the third quarter. There's an open Sanders on the right wing. Instead finds Schmittendorf. Her take off the back of the hoop, no good. Here comes Coldwater. Score far, cross court to Kendall. Finds Smoker. And shot and a score from the left elbow for Carly Smoker.
Great pass there by Kendall.
34 for the Wildcats, now 27 for the Cardinals. Schmittendorf on the left corner, get it to Carter on the wing, left side. Locking the ball to Mazneri, bounce pass to Reeves now. Long two, bounces off the hoop, no good for Carter. Rebound attempted by Reeves, blocked by Shirey. Loose ball collected by Kenzie Galloway. Foul from behind by Krishana Carter. That's her first, team second.
Kenzie almost had a breakaway there. Good foul by the Carter. Not giving up the layup.
Carter's first foul is the team's second. It'll be Coldwater ball out of bounds underneath their bucket. 4:22 left to play in the third quarter. They trail by seven. The inbound comes to Shirey. Smoker on the left wing. Now dribble to the elbow. Cut off by the defense, trying to feed Shirey inside. Couldn't handle it and taken away by Three Rivers.
Carly with the right idea, just a little tough pass to handle there.
Alexis Herbert back into the lineup. She takes it strong left side and is blocked. Out of bounds back to the Wildcats. The ball retrieved by Gary Baker from the reporter. His colleague from the Sturgis Journal, Tom Malarchek, right underneath us. Get a whistle and...
timeout for a tie of shoe there.
As Tegan Reeves' shoelace became loosened up. Now we're ready to go. Corey Sanders inbounds to Krishana Carter. Now it comes to Alexis Herbert. Shot from 15, left side is short. Rebounded by Kenzie Galloway. Here comes Kendall. Younger sister with numbers. Bounce pass to Shirey. Faked and blocked by Reeves. She waited just a split second too long for that take to the bucket. That allowed Reeves to get the block right into the Coldwater bench.
Reeves is just a great athlete. I can see why she's up for Miss Basketball.
Not to mention she'll be taking her talents to the next level next year at Western Michigan. She will be a Bronco. Scorefar, there's a nice connection to Jordan Shirey from Scorefar, and it's a five-point lead, 34-29. Wildcats, 3:33 left to play in the third. An open Mazneri off the pass from Krishana Carter. Double team closed in on Mazneri. She will go up for two.
And somebody just missed an assignment there. You can't leave that young lady that wide open.
Problem for Coldwater. Jordan Shirey, first foul of the second half. It's her fourth. So she will give way to Shelby Bowers momentarily. First of two for Mazneri coming up for her first points since the first quarter. Drains the first. She now has 11. Jordan Shirey comes to the bench, and in comes Shelby Bowers. The Wildcats of Three Rivers lead by six once again, 35-29, 3:29 left to play in the third. Second one from Mazneri bounces and gets a nice roll from the hard rims here at Sturgis. Back up by seven, here comes Coldwater. Kendall Galloway finds Megan Scorefar, back right corner of the front court, lofts it inside to Kenzie Galloway, blocked away from behind, retrieved by Scorefar. Kenzie gets it back, shoots from the free throw line, rolls off the hoop. Smoker with a rebound, trying to find Kendall Galloway, does. Puts her shoulder into Seibert, no call. Now Scorefar back to Kendall, open left corner three, bam!
That's what we needed, Kendall.
Kendall Galloway with 10 points, and Jason Bingaman has seen enough. The Three Rivers coach calls a full timeout. Exactly 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Late, they lead now by just four over Coldwater, 36-32. We're back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the mech, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 to the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up.
To see everything new for camping, hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, you West 12 East of I-69, Exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Three Rivers ball coming out of their timeout. A mini flurry put on by Coldwater, cutting the Wildcat lead to 4, 36-32. Carter to Herbert, top of the key. Back to Krishana Carter on the right wing. Remember, she's just a freshman. Throws the ball cross court to Seibert. Seibert gets it back from Herbert. Now a dribble drive, a shot and a miss by Tegan Reeves. She gets her own rebound. Turnaround fadeaway is good for her first points of the second half. Wildcats up by 6 once again, 38-32. 2:27 and counting left in the third. Here's Scorefar in the back right corner of the front quarter. Carter guarding her. Dribble drive to the blocks. Comes back out to Scorefar, cross court. Kendall Galloway for three. This time a little short. Rebounded by Krishana Carter for Three Rivers. Reeves calling for it underneath. It'll come to Herbert on the back right corner. Now here's a long two by Kimmy. Seibert is good from the left corner. Her first bucket of the game.
Those and buckets just, there are just all bonus for Three Rivers.
They lead by 8 once again, 40-32. A minute 48 left to play in the third. Kendall Galloway lost her dribble, got tripped up. She gets the ball back. Nope, Krishana Carter gets the steal. Here comes Lindsay Mazneri. Mazneri had numbers, reverse take, foul from behind. She's going up for two again. I think they gave the foul to Smoker.
Carly with a block there.
It's going to be her second foul, team second of the half for Coldwater. Back to the free throw line for Lindsay Mazneri. She has 12 points currently.
Well, I tell you, they're a great free throw shooting team when they got the right girls at the line.
Now 3 points. Give you a scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard from the Bronson Union City game out at Mendon. Vikings leading the Chargers 19-14 at the half. Here at Three Rivers, it's now 42-32. Mazneri makes both free throws. The Wildcats with their biggest lead of the night, currently 10, with a minute 32 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Hop step shot and a miss off the back of the rim for Kendall Galloway. Rebound by Three Rivers. Krishana Carter past the timeline. Get it to the left corner. Long two. Rolls off the hoop. Doesn't go in for the Wildcats. Rebound put back by Mazneri. Guess what? She's fouled again. She's going back to the line. This time Kenzie Galloway, the guilty party.
Well, right now, just they're controlling the boards. At both ends, Three Rivers is, and Cardinals, they've got to find a way to score some buckets.
Only Lindsay Mazneri's third miss from the free throw line tonight on the first of two from the charity stripe. Three fouls up on the board for the Cardinals here in the second half. Kenzie Galloway second. But still a 10-point lead. Now 11 as Mazneri splits the pair. 43 for the Three Rivers Wildcats, 32 for the Coldwater Cardinals. Here comes Kendall Galloway. The bounce pass to Megan Scorefar on the right wing, 30 feet away. Dribble drive. The runner rolls off the hoop. Ball tipped by Kenzie Galloway to Bowers. Her shot from five short. Loose ball going to be taken away from Scorefar by the stronger Kimmy Seibert. Stronger yet smaller. Nice pass. Tegan Reeves converts off the fast break off a great pass from Krishana Carter.
That was just a great move with the left hand.
Here come the Cardinals. Scorefar forced out of bounds, and a technical foul is going to be assessed to the Coldwater bench, it looks like, to boot.
Kent Smoker
is very frustrated at the way that things are going the Wildcats' way right now. Oh, first off, the foul. Let's see who the original foul is going to be. Was there a foul originally issued to Coldwater before the tee? Whoa. See, we got Megan Scorefar going up to the line. She was fouled. She gets the first of two, and I think Three Rivers will go up to the line for the technical free throws after the tee was issued to the Coldwater bench. Second one got a bad bounce off the back of the hoop. And now we're going to go the other way and up to the free throw line. The white-hot Lindsay Mazneri trying to figure out who was assessed the foul for Three Rivers. Think maybe they gave it to Reeves. I don't know.
They haven't marked it up on the board either.
First of two here for Mazneri. off the back of the hoop. The clock is currently stopped with 43 and a half seconds left in the half. Second one bounces, goes in for Masneri. It's now 46-33 after that exchange of free throws. And the Wildcats get the ball out of bounds. I think in just a moment we will finally figure out who the original foul was assessed against for Three Rivers.
I'll be very honest. I'm not even sure there was a foul. Megan was trying. There might have been a bump, but she was trying to pass the ball, and they actually ended up giving her two shots.
Oh, in will come Corey Sanders, and she will come in for Masneri, I think. Oh, finally they put the foul for Three Rivers up on Alicia Schmittendorf. That would be her first, and the team second of the half. The Wildcats have the ball following the 1-of-2 trip, the free throw line. Masneri on the technical free throw. She came to the bench. Krishana Carter on the right wing, 30 feet away, trying to feed someone inside. Kenzie Galloway tripped up at midcourt after the steal. See who they get the foul on this time for the girls in purple.
I think that's
they just flashed
on
it on Schmittendorf again, her second.
Two quick fouls on Schmittendorf, who's guarding Kenzie Galloway.
19 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Coldwater trails by 13. Here's a dribble drive. Score far. Blocked underneath by Reeves. Loose ball collected by Kenzie Galloway to Bowers. Blocked again by Reeves. Loose ball picked up by Smoker. Score far. Three. Short. Loose ball picked up by Score far. 4 seconds. Shot from the free throw line. Bounces. Does not go in. Whistle on a foul. Kenny Seibert went over. Shelby Bowers is back in that battle for the rebound. Seibert picks up her second.
I actually believe that's going to be on Reeves is where they ended up going to give it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why, but.
She was nowhere near Bowers. The inbound to Bowers, Kenzie Galloway. She can't shoot at the buzzer. 46 for the Three Rivers Wildcats, 33 for the Coldwater Cardinals after three. Back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The third quarter saw Three Rivers outscore Coldwater 16-10. Thus, the 13-point lead that they now enjoy, 46-33. Wildcats will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Corey Sanders to inbound, looking underhands it to Tegan Reeves. Forced out of bounds by the Cardinals. Tegan Reeves and Lindsay Masneri, each with 16 points to lead the Wildcats. Well, they account for 32 of the 46 that's up there for the girls in purple right now. Feed underneath to Jordan Shirey, who's back in from Kendall Galloway. Short rebound putback doesn't go in for Smoker. Rebound Shirey. She's fouled.
Going to get Tegan Reeves for over the back again, and I know Tegan doesn't agree with that one either.
Two quick fouls for her. That is the team six. It'll be Coldwater ball out of bounds. Kenzie Galloway lofting it to Shirey, top of the key. Back to Kenzie. The pass stolen by Three Rivers' Corey Sanders, forced out of bounds by the double team of Scarfar and Smoker. It's that very tricky volleyball court boundary here at Sturgis. It's kind of faded into the woodwork, literally. Masneri back into the Wildcat lineup. The inbound from Kenzie Galloway. Smoker's blocked by Reeves. She just picked up her third.
Wow.
Except that they gave it to the other girl that was defending Smoker. instead of Reeves, I think they gave it to, I think they indicated Herbert, except that she's not even on the floor right now.
Yeah, we'll have to wait until they flash it up on the board here. 14.
That would be Krishana Carter with her second foul. Team 7th, Coldwater will be in the bonus the remainder of the night, but it was a shooting foul that Carly Smoker drew. He goes up the free throw line, drains both of her free throws. 11-point lead. The Cardinals turning up the pressure in the backcourt. Carter gets it across the timeline, trying to blow by Scorfar. Now to Reeves at the half-court line, back to Carter. The give and go. Went in off the great pass, Mesnary to Reeves. Reeves now has 18, and the Wildcats are back up 13, 48-35 with 7:13 left. Things starting to slip away a little bit. You start to get the feeling.
Yeah, the Cardinals, we got to make a couple of threes here somewhere along the line.
Smoker back up top to Kendall, and Scorfar clogged up by her defender, Seibert. Cross court, Kenzie Galloway. She stepped out of bounds.
The frustration is starting to show on Kinsey's face as she's really struggled to get the offense going here after that first quarter.
A couple of three-pointers, but after that, just one bucket after that. Younger sister Kendall is leading the way for the Cardinals right now with 10. Kenzie, Carly Smoker, and Jordan Shirey each with 8. And Megan Scorfar with a single free throw. That's the extent of the scoring. A miss by Three Rivers. Whistle and a foul in the battle for the rebound. Going to take it out of bounds. A foul against Coldwater.
Carly Smoker going to pick up her second foul,
I've got her with three now.
Yeah, third foul. I'm sorry.
Team 5th, Mesnary to inbound for Three Rivers, other end of the floor. It went through Krishana Carter's hands. It was knocked away from her, actually. So Mesnary will try it again from the other side of the bucket. 6:36 left to play in the fourth quarter. It's Three Rivers 48, Coldwater 35. Actually, Mesnary will inbound sideline left, finds Reeves. Carter, left wing 35 feet away from the bucket. Get it to Mesnary on the elbow right side. Lofting it inside, Reeves turns around, shoots over Kinsey and scores. 20 points now on the night for Tegan Reeves. Wildcats lead by 15 now, 50-35, 6:15 left. Enzie Galloway trying to dribble, penetrate around Krishana Carter. Kicked away, Coldwater will get it back.
Carter going to pick up the foul there. Kendall's going to go to the line.
Well, there's a little bit of confusion as to what the call is going to be, but you actually picked up. Well, the confusion is actually on the players on the floor. For Three Rivers, Alicia Schmittendorf to the bench. Alexis Herbert comes in, the one in the box and one that has been defending Coldwater ever since the start of the second quarter. Kendall Galloway up for one and one. She sinks the first and will get the bonus.
Oh, a big discrepancy so far. That's the Cardinals' 5th free throw of the night. Three Rivers has shot 19.
A miss on the back end. Rebound by Reeves. Bounce pass Mesnary. Stolen by Kenzie Galloway to Shirey. Free throw line wide left. Rebounded by Herbert. We'll get it to Mesnary. Kenzie picks her up in the backcourt as the Cardinals press, finding Tegan Reeves. Still in the backcourt. Just now getting across, trying to blow by Kenzie to the left corner. Stop, cut off by another defender. Get the ball back out to Carter. To the right wing, it's going to come to Herbert, who holds the ball up high. Bounce pass, Mesnary to the elbow. Get it back out to the perimeter. A couple of pump fakes. Here's Herbert, long two from the right corner. Bounces, does not go in. Rebound, Reeves, triple team. She's fouled. Kenzie Galloway picking up her third foul, team 6th. Back to the free throw line for Tegan Reeves. It's her first trip to the line here in the second half.
Tegan probably a little bit too strong and too tall for Kinsey to guard under there. She's doing the best she can, but Tegan probably outweighs her 2-1.
First of two from Tegan Reeves is good. She now has 21. Of the Wildcats, 51 points. They lead by 15 once again with 5:30 left. Second one is down, is up, bounces, and is going to go in. To 36 Wildcats. Timeout, Ken Smoker. Full timeout for Coldwater. 5:24 left. 52-36. Three Rivers on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to March Magic on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard in the third quarter, Bronson now leading Union City 25-14 in the Class C Mendon District. Looks like in another 5:24 we'll figure out if we're going over to Mendon on Friday night or going to stay here at Sturgis. Going to be tough going. They've got the Cardinals of Coldwater now have a 16-point deficit to try and make up in 5:21. Coming out of the timeout, the ball knocked away from Coldwater. They will get it back underneath their own bucket. Kenzie Galloway inbounds. Three Rivers leads 52-36. And the ball almost stolen on the inbound by Kimmy Seibert. Coldwater will try the inbound play again. Kenzie inbounds to Shirey. Now a dribble drive by Kenzie. Whistle and a foul. For Three Rivers, Alexis Herbert picks up her second. Team ninth. Final 1-1 for the Cardinals. Kenzie Galloway to the line for the first time tonight. Dips, shoots, in and out and in. Kenzie will get the bonus. Those are the first points for the senior here in the second half. Or that was. I'm hoping it'll be those are. Nope. A miss on the back end. Too strong. Rebound to Reeves. Herbert across the timeline. Finding Mazneri on the right blocks. Turns around, shoots over Shirey, rolls off the hoop. Rebound put back. She missed one underneath. And the ball knocked away from Reeves, who got another rebound. Three Rivers will get it underneath their bucket. 5:04 left to play in the game. 52-27. Wildcats up 15. Alexis Herbert to trigger. Herbert assesses the situation, lofting it to Reeves on the left wing. Kenzie's guarding her, underhands to Krishana Carter, dribbling to the back right corner, now to the top of the key. Mazneri, right wing, double team closes on her, drive to the bucket. Mazneri still scores. She now has 18. Nice to have two players that can score in double digits on average every night.
Well, you got those two, and then you got Carter, who handles the ball so nice, and this is a good, solid team.
Be interesting to see how far they make it in the postseason, provided that this score still holds. Currently 54-37. Cardinals get it back off the miss. Three-pointer is good. It's a long two for Megan Scorfar. Check that. Her first field goal of the game.
Well, we need a lot more of those. We got to hit some shots.
Ball still in the backcourt. Long pass tracked down by Seibert, who gets it across the timeline. Kimmy Seibert, the back left corner of the front court to Tegan Reeves, holds the ball on her hip. Kenzie picking her up on defense. Now to Herbert. Kendall guarding her. Ball poked away. Stolen by Scorfar. A little hand check there by Krishana Carter. She picks up her third foul. It'll be the team 10th. Back to the free throw line. It's going to be two shot fouls the rest of the night for Coldwater. Coldwater with six fouls up on the board, so the next whistle against them means Three Rivers will go up for at least 1-1. It's a foul situation at this moment. First of two here from Megan is good. Two touchdown lead now for Three Rivers, 54-40. The clock stopped, 3:57 left. Second one down, up, good. 3 of 4 on the night for Scorefar. And the lead down to 13. The Cardinals pressing. Seibert got the ball ripped away by Scorefar. Kenzie Galloway, 15-footer, bounces off the hoop. Scorefar trying to box out for the rebound. Loose ball picked up by Shirey. Shirey needs help, find Scorefar. Now Kendall to the reset, top of the key. Kenzie with it on the left wing. Cross court looking for younger sister Kendall. Finds her now to Scorefar, feeding Shirey inside. Ricocheted off of her. Ball stolen by Three Rivers, who conveniently knocks it off a trailing Coldwater player. The Wildcats will inbound, facing a Coldwater press. Whistle and an immediate foul off the inbound. Kenzie Galloway slow in getting up. Looks like Scorefar is going to be assessed the foul. It's her second, team seventh. We're going 90 feet the other way for 1-1 for Three Rivers. See who's going up to the line. It's Krishana Carter, only her second trip to the stripe tonight. Clock stopped with 3:32 left to play in the fourth quarter. Got that stat sheet in front of you, I think. What is Krishana Carter?
Look,
number 14, Krishana Carter.
65% free throw shooter.
Got the miss on the front end. Rebound by Reeves. She's fouled.
And that's going to be the end of Jordan Shirey's career here at Coldwater. She's going to foul out. Outstanding job for the young lady. Has not played for about 3 weeks. And she
still leaves the floor with 8 points. She's starting to tear up a little bit as she comes to the bench. Morgan Howard comes in for her.
Great career.
Haley Ranke comforting Jordan Shirey on the bench. Meanwhile, Tegan Reeves to the free throw line. On the shooting foul, she gets in a very nice roll on the first one. The foul by Shirey, incidentally, is a team eighth for Coldwater. 23 and now, well, still 23, a rare miss, her first miss from the free throw line for Reeves. Here come the Cardinals. They throw the ball away. They were trying to run the fast break. Unfortunately, there was a short player underneath the bucket that couldn't haul that home run pass.
Got some tired Cardinals out there right now that they've played really hard tonight.
Corey Sanders gets the ball to, how about that, Schmittendorf to Tegan Reeves, and she finishes again.
That was Mascheri there.
Mazzanieri,
I'm sorry.
16-18, so that's 20 for her and 23 now for Tegan Reeves. 57-41. Here's a shot for Coldwater.
Kenzie Galloway for two.
Which is her first field goal since at some point in the second quarter. After that exchange of buckets, 57-43. Here come the Wildcats. Mazzanieri on the right wing. He's doing a quick check of the score of the Union City Bronson game. Bronson now leading 27-18. Still in the third quarter. Another shot and a score.
Tegan Reeves with two more.
18-20, 21-22, 23. I have her with 25 now. Is that what you have her for?
Yep.
Howard finds Smoker. Mazzanieri gets the block. Smoker to the free throw line for two. For Mazzanieri, who picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter, sat out a good chunk of the second. Her third foul, first here in the second half, coming with 2:20 left. Currently 59-43, but Carly Smoker to the free throw line for some free throws. Smoker sinks the first one. The lead is now 15 for the Wildcats. Seibert comes to the bench, and we see Corey Sanders checking back in. Second of two from Smoker, good. Smoker into double digits with 10 points, 59-45, 14-point lead. Sanders past the timeline, being hawked by Kendall Galloway. Kendall picks up the foul, her third. Team ninth, final 1-1 for Three Rivers, coming with 2:15 left.
Well, we got to put somebody else on the free throw line.
Corey Sanders this time is going to go up to the stripe.
27% free throw shooter, so a little bit better a chance of her missing. But she knocks it down.
And what's more, she gets the bonus on the ninth team foul for Coldwater. Kimmy Seibert back in for Three Rivers. Coming to the bench will be Alicia Schmittendorf. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to play in this one. Three Rivers leading by 15 and now 16 as Sanders makes both from the stripe.
Well, to be to go far in the tournament, you got to knock down your free throws, and Three Rivers have done it right up and down the line.
Also have Coldwater, except that they've had 15 fewer trips to the charity stripe.
That's exactly right.
A traveling violation by Coldwater, giving the ball back to the Wildcats with 2:05 left. Tegan Reeves inbounding in the backcourt. Home run pass wide open, Lindsay Masnari. Here comes Morgan Howard. Howard levels Masnari. Was not an intentional leveling. Prevented Masnari from getting the easy two, but she'll go up for two in the free throw line. Howard with her first foul, team 10th. Wildcats now in the double bonus. Lindsay Masnari with 20 points on the night. Could be 22 with a couple of makes here. She bricked the first one wide right. For Coldwater, making score fire to the bench, probably for the last time, as Andrea Soles, the 5'5 senior, comes in. Harley Smoker to the bench. Haley Ranke in for the first time, a 5'10 junior. Morgan Howard to the bench as well. Let's see who came in for her. I think Shelby Bowers checked in, and we're going to get Kelly Peruki in. Cheyenne Richardson, a 5'11 junior, coming in for Three Rivers. Also Holly Hines, 5'11 senior. Both teams are going to their benches. Looks like it is going to be a W here for Three Rivers. They lead 62-45. Did Masnari miss or make?
She made the second one.
Made the second one, so it was the split of the pair. Under 2 minutes left, Three Rivers will advance to take on either Sturgis or Vicksburg. Take to the bucket by Kelly Peruki, plus one.
Nice take there for Kelly on that baseline.
Holly Hines being assessed the foul. Krishana Carter to the bench for the last time tonight. Kelly Peruki's attempt at the three-point play is successfully converted, 62-48. 14-point lead for Three Rivers with a minute 45 left. Three Rivers will improve to 19-3 on the season. Coldwater's campaign, unfortunately, will end at 9-12, but not for a lack of effort here tonight against the very strong Three Rivers team. You thought the Wolverine Conference might have been a weaker league as Tegan Reeves drains a 15-footer. But really, Three Rivers is just that good.
Yeah, I mean, they've got two people that can score. They got a great-looking point guard.
Here's a shot from the right baseline by Peruki. Short rebound putback doesn't go in, but a whistle and a foul. Haley Ranke going to go up for two.
Good job of playing hard and right to the end by Haley, and got a good offensive rebound there. See if she can knock down a couple.
I've got Tegan Reeves. Well, actually, they just assessed the foul to Holly Hines. She picks up her second. First of two for Haley Ranke. Did that go in?
No, it did not.
Tegan Reeves to the bench as Jason Bingaman goes deeper and deeper, bringing in Helena Hefner, a 6'1 junior. Split of the pair from the free throw line for Ranke.
Yes, it was.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yep. She made one, missed one.
64-49, 15-point lead. The Wildcats are going to get the W in advance of the district championship game. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be, as both the coaches for the Cardinals and Wildcats going deep into their benches. A steal and a take to the bucket, other end of the floor by Peruki. She's fouled by Hefner.
And Kelly Peruki will go to the line again for a couple.
The clock has stopped with 50.8 seconds left. First one, good. Alyssa Smith checking in for Three Rivers. She is a 5'9 junior. The Wildcats going very deep into the bench here in the late stages. They lead by 13 as Kelly Peruki for Coldwater makes both of her free throws. Here come the Wildcats. Andy Cooper, backup point guard, taking the ball up the floor. Stolen by Peruki. Foul. Retaliation foul against Andy Cooper, who is a 5'7 junior for the Wildcats. Back to the free throw line for Peruki. 40.1 seconds left.
Kelly, 3 for 3 so far from the line.
I hope you don't jinx her by saying that.
I promise. Get in there. Nope, I didn't, Sean.
At least not yet. That first one of two didn't look particularly promising. It bounced a couple of times before it finally rolled through the front of the cylinder. Second one is good for Peruki. Fortunately, you did not jinx her that time. She's 5 of 5 from the stripe tonight. 11-point lead as we play the remainder of this contest out. Pass stolen by Haley Rinke. Here comes Kelly Peruki, other end of the floor, up top. Or rather, Mackenzie McGuire checked in, got it to Peruki. Shot for three. It's a long 2-4. Was that Souls?
Andrea Souls.
Ball stolen by Peruki. Bounce pass to Megan Hoth, who checked in. Loose ball is going to be collected by Peruki. Here's McGuire, top of the key. Moving off a screen, long 2 from the elbow. Off the rim, no good. That'll do it. The final score, Three Rivers 64 and Coldwater 55. The Wildcats improved to 19-3 and will take on the winner of our second game tonight between Sturgis and Vicksburg. Coldwater's campaign ends at 9-12. 64-55, the final score. Back with the postgame after this. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Hi, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. During our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. That's why we've taken great pride in designing and staffing our homes to ensure the best service and care possible for you and your family. Our spacious apartments encourage residents the opportunity to bring more of their own personal furnishings to help make the transition easier. Call today for information or a tour at our facilities at 278-9494. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living care and services.
How low can you go? How about zero? Introducing Consumers Exclusive MasterCard Partnership. Rewards?
Yep. They beat rates, hands down.
Security?
Yes.
You gotta remember it's federally insured.
Local service? You got it.
They're personable. They know your face. They know your name.
Ask us about zero balance transfers.
At Consumers Credit Union, they're always happy to see you.
Consumers Credit Union. Go, live, work, play.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Spring is just around the corner, and now is the time to own a Traeger, the number one selling wood pellet grill from Nottawa Gas. You'll find smoking hot deals on the Junior, Little Texas Elite, Texas, and other select models with up to $100 in mail-in rebates. With a Traeger, you'll have no more mess and no more flare-ups. Stop into Nottawa Gas today in Nottawa or Tekonsha and take advantage of up to $100 in mail-in rebates today, or visit them online at NottawaGas.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
From the WTVB scoreboard, 5:28 left in the fourth quarter out at Mendon. Brunson leading Union City 34-24. So it's looking more and more likely that we will be looking at the Brunson Vikings coming up on Friday night against either Mendon or Reading for the Class C Girls Basketball District Championship. That's because here in the Class B district at Sturgis, Three Rivers came out really strong and came out on top over Coldwater 64-55. We definitely saw that Tegan Reeves was indeed the real deal, but so was Lindsay Mazzaneri.
Well, that's what makes Tegan Reeves even better is Mazzaneri, because you got that two-headed person in there that can help each other score and takes a lot of pressure off each other. And then the freshman who did a very nice job, Krasana Carter, who I was very, very impressed with her poise on the court, her passing ability, and she stepped up, made a couple of baskets there in the first half that really took some pressure off of Keegan Reeves.
While we await a potential post-game conversation with Coldwater head coach Ken Smoker, let's go over the scoring summary for the victorious Three Rivers Wildcats, who improved to 19-3 and will take on the winner of the Vicksburg-Sturgis game, which is set to tip off in another 15 minutes' time. Tegan Reeves led all scorers, finishing the night with 27. Lindsay Mazzaneri had 21. Krishana Carter with 8. Corey Sanders with 4, Kimmy Seibert and Alexis Herbert with 2 apiece. Those are the 64 that were up on the board for Three Rivers. For the Coldwater Cardinals, who close out the campaign 9-12, Kenzie Galloway and Kendall Galloway each with 11 points. Carly Smoker with 10. Jordan Shirey, her first game back in 3 weeks, finished out her career with 8. Kelly Peruki, 7 fourth quarter points in what would essentially be garbage time, for lack of a better term. Megan Scorfar finished with 5 second half points. Also, Andrea Souls with 2 and Haley Rinke with a bucket. Those are the 55 for Coldwater. By the quarters, Coldwater had a 14-12 lead after one quarter, and we believe, if our memory serve correctly, they actually had an 8-point lead some point in the first quarter. Then Three Rivers hunkered down, went to a box and one, eliminated the effectiveness of Kenzie Galloway in the first quarter, outscored the Cardinals in the second frame 18-9, 16-10 in the third, and in the fourth quarter, Coldwater with a 22-18 advantage. A lot of those coming after both head coaches, Jason Bingaman for the Wildcats and Ken Smoker for the Cardinals, going deep to their benches in the end.
Yeah, you know, we fought right to the end. It was a great job by the Cardinals tonight. I thought Coach Smoker had just a great game plan. You know, and against awesome teams like Three Rivers, you know, I thought the game plan was solid. It just, you know, it's one of those things. Sometimes it just, as good a game plan as you have, it doesn't work because they got good players. And that's exactly what happened tonight. Three Rivers just had more good players than the Cardinals did tonight, and that's nothing wrong with what the Cardinals did. They played hard, they did what their coach asked them to, and it just didn't work out.
Unfortunately, we have to bid a fond adieu as far as the basketball court goes to Megan Scorfar, Andrea Souls, Kelly Peruki, Kenzie Galloway, and Jordan Shirey, who play their final basketball games in Coldwater uniforms tonight.
Well, it was nice to see all those young ladies got into the ball game. They also got a chance. All of them scored tonight, all 5 seniors, which is nice to have happen in their last game here at for the Cardinals. But Kenzie Galloway, she's probably going to, you know, she'll go on and you know, she's going to extend her career somewhere down the line. And
so what have you been hearing from her as far as prospects?
Well, I believe she'll probably end up going to Davenport University. I know Davenport's been recruiting her unless she gets something somewhere else. But that's been probably the biggest suitor at this point anyway. And she'll do well in that league. That's a, you know, with her length and size, she'll do extremely well there.
We're going to check in with Coldwater assistant head coach Randy Souls for our post-game interview, which is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. I think the safe assumption, Coach Schultz, might be that there are quite a few tears being shed in the Coldwater locker room at the present time.
No doubt. When you put everything out on the court and play with your heart and everything, it's just a tough locker room right now.
Well, you know, and you and I both know, Randy, that from a coach's standpoint, tonight is the toughest night of the year.
Or any night when bow out of the tournament, because only
That last game of the year, because they feel like all your daughters, and hate to see that come to an end. I thought tonight, Randy, just the athletic, the size and athletic ability of the two big girls just wore your guys down throughout the ball game tonight. And after that great first quarter, you could see it start to take its toll, especially in that third and fourth quarter.
Absolutely. You know, we had a good game. Coach had a good game plan. Forced them to do some changes. They put 50 out on the perimeter a little bit more to give her more space. And when you got two solid players like that, 50 and 30, they were pretty tough to stop.
Well, and I thought also the freshman point guard, Krishana Carter, she was really a stabilizing force. She took care of the basketball well all night. She got the ball to both the big girls in good spots.
Yeah, well-coached team, know where their strengths are and look to get it to them.
Yeah. You know, you guys started out in that 2-3 zone. I thought you did a great job at it. You got behind a little bit. You had to go to man-to-man, and that's when it really kind of fell apart for you.
Yeah. They showed they're a tough team to play man against. The other night against Edwardsburg, they forced them to do the same thing, and once they went man, the same thing with us, same result. They were able to get to the glass quite a bit and get a lot of easy baskets.
Yeah, on your offensive end, they shadowed Kinsey all night long. They just kept shuffling girls in and out and getting right in her face, not letting her get in the ball. And that really just wore Kinsey down all night long.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, we appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Coach Smoker and the girls that, give them our best. And
absolutely.
Appreciate the fun that we've had with them this year, and it has been a very solid season, and we look forward to more of those. But goodbye, your five seniors.
Yep, very tough. They, like us, you guys were talking about earlier, that it was a tough locker room, and not just for the seniors, but everybody, because they were a team, and they're feeling the same pain the seniors are feeling. So. Just nice to see the team come together like that, right when you want them to.
Randy Soles, assistant head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal girls, will see you at the banquet coming up in mid-March, and hopefully we won't have any snow by that point.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Quinn.
You bet, Randy.
Randy Soles joining us on our post-game show following Coldwater's loss to Three Rivers in the MHSAA Class B Girls Basketball District semifinal game, 64-55, the final score. We'll take this one last break, including a break for McDonald's of Branch County. Come back with our player of the game. You're listening to March Magic in February on WTVB.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the Mech, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 East of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
No matter what time of year, Culey's Jewelry will help you say, "Will you marry me?" with an extraordinary diamond ring. Hewley's diamonds are hand-chosen for their quality and beauty with prices lower than any chain store. Right here in Coldwater, Hewley's is the diamond source for the best prices and service you expect. With engagement rings starting at $299 and going to the sky's the limit, Hewley's is something for everyone. Has your old engagement ring started to show its age? Now is the time to bring it back to life with a new remount or refurbishing. The Hewley's girls take great pride in their ability to recommend and revamp your aging jewelry into beautiful new pieces that will remain treasured keepsakes for many years to come. Stop into Hewley's Jewelry today and see the many mountings and styles available for your precious stones. Hewley's Jewelry, the best source for the best prices and service you expect. Downtown Coldwater since 1968.
If you're anything like me, you want to give McDonald's a big hug. You'd probably kiss him if your lips weren't busy with those mighty wings. The spice has your eyes welling up. The price is making you feel like crying tears of joy. Five hot, juicy, irresistible chicken wings for $3. Mmm, hot spice and price? It's obvious you're feeling that. Now everyone else should too before they're gone. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Weather McDonald's player of the game. Quickly, we decided to go with Kenzie Galloway bowing out from her fantastic high school career with 11 points. But special mention to Megan Scorfar and Jordan Shari, the other three senior starters who really left it out on the floor tonight.
Yeah, Kenzie's been a highlight film all year. Megan Scorfar, just the heart and soul of that team. Jordan Shari, who came back at the end of the year, just gave him a good spark tonight. And then again, Peruki and Souls, who stepped up and gave him good short minutes all year long and made some shots.
But again, we're going to recognize Kenzie Galloway with her final Coldwater McDonald's player of the game. Our attention is going to move on to the Class C district final coming up Friday night at Mendon High School, and we now know that it will be definitely Bronson on one side of the bracket. They just finished off Union City 40-31. It'll be Bronson versus against either Mendon or Reading for the district championship. You and I will be there at Mendon High School, 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 pregame here on WTVB and WTVBAM.com. We hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Sturgis High School. For Justin Lopshire, back at the WTVB studio, for my broadcast partner Quinn Berry, Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Trojans. In this MHSAA Class B girls basketball district semifinal game, the Coldwater Cardinals fell to the Three Rivers Wildcats 64-55. Until Friday from Mendon, good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Hewley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hale and Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.